Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Zara Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We will be closing out Masechta Beit today and starting Masechta Rosh Hashanah. So it's a very exciting day here in the Mishnah Yom Cycle. And so the Mishnah begins. Misha Zimein Etzlo Orchem. What if somebody invited guests from outside the Tchum who are going to come because they made their own Erev Tchumen? Lo Yolichu Biyada Manos. They can't take portions home with them. Since the food belonged to the host at the start of Yontif, it can't be taken out of his tchum. Ela imkein zikalem manosam erev Yom Tov, unless the food was prepared before Yontif, and he established that he was giving it to them before Yontif. Right? A mashkin v'shochten esamid barios. Similarly, we're going to conclude with some of these laws of muksa. He can't give water to and then shecht animals that roam that are midbarios because they're muksa. They used to water the animals so that it made it easier to shecht them. They would give them water to drink. It would make the makom hashchita pop out, and therefore they were able to go ahead and shecht. So you can't do that with midbarios, roaming animals. Avamashkin v'shochten es abayasos. You can give water and shecht domestic animals. So what are bayasos? What are midbarios? Eluin bayasos. What the domestic animals are the following. Halanos be'ir. If they spend the night in an inhabited area, that's called bayasos. Midbarios, what are roaming animals? Those who are halanos ba'afar, they spend the night in the pasture, meaning that those animals roam freely, they're not easily accessible, they're obviously not intended to be used on Yontif, and therefore they are mukta. Now, the Gemara and Rashi point out over here that the Mishnah only says it's usa to shecht. It's only forbidden to shecht these animals, but feeding and giving water to animals is permitted on Yom Tov. We mentioned giving water over here to put in practical advice that a person should give water to an animal before shechting it, because it makes it easier to get past the skin in the shechita. And with that, Salak Masechta Beitza, Mazel Tov, we have completed Masechta Beitza. Of course, we never just stop on the time. We move right ahead into the next Masechta, which for our purposes will be Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim. In many areas of Allah, you have to know where one year begins and the other one has finished. So there are four different times of the year that get included in New Year's. Bechad b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'Melachim. The first of Nisan is the first year for our kings. In other words, when you're dating according to the reign of the king, that every year of the king's reign is determined by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, v'l'regalim, and also if you take a neder, Baal Ta'achar is violated when one goes ahead and says he's going to bring something within the year, and that is after the three Aliyah Lerego, Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot have passed. So the count begins in Nisan. So you have to put them in order according to the Tan of this Mishnah. Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'maiser Behema. And Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's when we determine which newborn animals should be put together for the Maiser Behema, to figure out which ones have to go ahead and be seen where the 10th one gets given over. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Bechab de Tishrei, they say, no, it's done on the 1st of Tishrei, not the 1st of Elul. While we're talking about the 1st of Tishrei, Bechab de Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Lashanim. Obviously, in terms of years of non-Jewish kings, by which we're dating documents, that's Echad de Tishrei. And also to know the Shemitah cycle and the Yovel cycle, those years are determined by Rosh Chodesh. La Netiyah, as far as counting the first 3 years of a Netiyah for Orla, V'la Yirakos, in determining which vegetables are included in Maaser together. Those things all come Be'echad Be'Tishrei. Be'echad B'Shvat, the last of the Rosh Hashanahs, is the first day of Shvat, and that's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, and that is the new year for figuring out which fruits of a tree should be brought together, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim B'chamish Asar Bo, Beis Hillel says it's determined on the 15th of Shvat, which is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, according to Beis Hillel. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.